Welcome to the Making Money Personal podcast. In today's episode, Will and I are updating our listeners on our New Year's resolutions. Stay tuned to hear our progress.
You're listening to Triangle's Making Money Personal podcast, where we engage in real talk about financial matters that affect our community. Today's episode is sponsored by Triangle Credit Union, recently voted best credit union in New Hampshire.
All right, Terry, how are you?
I'm doing well, Will. How are you doing?
Good, good. And actually, we have Liz joining our episode today, which is Liz is our producer for those who don't know. So we're excited to have you.
Thank you. How are you?
We're doing well. How are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm doing well. I'm really curious to hear about your resolutions. I was there when you talked about them the first time. I kind of want to see where they're going.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm doing okay. I got some more to work on, but...
Well, what were you telling me a little bit ago about how many did you have, first of all,
and where are
you?
I had six.
Okay.
And out of the six, four are actively being worked on and, you know, I have them in mind. I'll be honest. The other two, I kind of forgot about. I had to re-listen to the episode. I'm like, what were those other two? And I figured it out. I'm like, oh yeah, that's not good. So we'll talk about that in a second. And awesome. You had five, right?
I had five, and from a percentage standpoint, it's, you know, I'm actively doing three, or actually, I feel like I've accomplished three of them, mm-hmm. and the other two are, you know. I don't really want to talk about, but okay. I will.
Because well, the good thing about goals is like you don't have to have them done by now. This is kind of like a check-in.
Exactly.
So look at your progress on what you've made in the past, and you're like, well, I should probably pick up my track on the ones you were tailing
right,
on.
Right.
For sure.
A good check-in point.
Yeah.
See, this is why you're invited to the show. You make me feel better already, Liz. I'm not going to lie. You, on the other hand, well, Terry, have you not done the other two? So Liz, before we begin on our update, let's bring Liz a little bit, in on the show and tell us maybe about what your resolutions were at the beginning of the year.
So my resolutions, it's kind of funny. You got me on a weird year. I don't ever usually do resolutions because I know myself and I never really finish them. But this particular year, I did actually make some. And so one of mine was I wanted to read a book. One book a month for the whole year.
That's right, yeah.
So at this point, I'm at it. I'm loving it.
So you like comic books? Like what?
No,
are you...
like
that would be. Oops, that's my resume. Never mind.
Well, I guess if that fit into what I wanted to read, but no,
it's not about me. I can't. I have to remember.
So what's been your favorite book so far?
Oh man, well I really loved The Big Short.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie.
One?
It's about the 2008 financial crisis.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah,
that's
it was
a great movie.
Oh my god. Well, see, I watched the movie. The movie got me into it.
Yeah.
And I loved the movie. So then when I found out it was based on a book, I said that's it. I'm reading this one.
Right.
And Phil got it for me for Christmas. So that's it. I'm like, wow. I'm reading it. And that was probably the first book I read for the year, and I loved it.
Is the book better than the movie?
Yes.
Okay. That's so typical, but that's awesome.
It just covers a lot more detail about the situation. It was hard to read at times because you're trying to like, they throw in a lot of, just a lot of different terms that we don't hear.
Jargon.
Yeah. And so you got to kind of follow it. You almost have to take notes. I didn't, but there are times when you just have to reread certain sections to really grab what they're talking about.
Right.
But once you get it, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was really good. Worth reading.
I'm very interested now.
Me too.
Yeah. So that was probably one of my favorite ones.
Good.
A couple of them are like, there's just nonfiction. A lot of them are nonfiction. Some are like, you know, professional books, or one was on negotiating the power of a positive no, because I need to learn how to say no sometimes.
Yeah.
I disagree, but go ahead. Only because I ask her to do stuff all the time.
I can attest to that.
When she told me she was reading, I was like, crap. That's great, Liz. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, as you're crying internally.
So what other resolutions did you have?
Another one of mine was to run 2 5Ks.
Nice.
So we always do the Cigna at Triangle. I do that every year. So that's one, but I have to sign up for another one, which I haven't done yet.
Well, the good news is that I think 5Ks are there are always, you know, you could always find one to do.
Right.
They're good always point. Going.
There's always one out there.
One I hear about a lot on the radio that intrigues me and makes me want to do it is called the Insane Inflatable 5K.
Oh,
I hear a commercial on the radio for it every year, and I think it's in like late summer.
Yeah.
And I think the course has like these inflatable obstacles that you have to like maybe climb up and jump down and go across. And I haven't really looked into it, but I hear about it every year.
Oh, wow.
That sounds pretty cool.
So maybe this year I'll try that one.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, let me know because I'm sure my daughter would be willing to join you on that one. The other thing that she wants to do is a color run. Is that the color run?
Yeah, I've heard of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had friends who do those.
Yeah.
They like them. They're a lot of fun. I've never done one myself, but.
Yeah.
Good. So, what else? What else you got for
what
us?
What else? Well, since we're talking finances, I guess there's one financial. So there's my husband and I are saving for a house. And I have a certain number in my mind that I want to get to by the end of the year in my savings account. So every month I'm making sure that I set aside a certain amount of like the cash to put into that one account. So by the end of the year, if my math is right, which I double check like every week, I should hit my goal by the end of the year.
That's awesome. So a house is in your future then.
Yeah, hopefully.
Would you say the house is coming this year, next
year? No, not this year. Okay. No. I mean, unless something just like miraculously pops up, but like based on the market and what we're seeing out there, it's kind of challenging.
Right, right. Yeah,
but we're okay because we're both just saving. Yeah. So we're taking this as an opportunity to just meet our goals, our savings goals.
Good. That's awesome. So, excellent. Good. Yeah. Good. So we'll have to have like another 6 months, maybe end of year review, right? And then call out Lizzie on her resolutions, find out where she's. You critique her.
I think she's going to hit those goals.
I know. Like, she stinks.
She's an overachiever.
Why did you invite her, Will?
You did.
I'm always here, guys. I'm just never talking into the mic.
Well, we are so happy that you are here. I think you bring just an extra element to the show. So awesome. Thanks.
Okay. So I've been grilled. Terry, how are your resolutions?
My resolutions. So I had three non-financial resolutions, and the first one is I did not do well. My first one was read more and watch less TV.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dude, I did not do well. I started off the year strong. I can't even remember what I was reading because I think I got halfway through the book. And
was it a comic book?
It could have been, actually. Nice. Calvin and Hobbes, like a picture book or something. Yeah. So... But my daughter, and I'm not trying to place any blame, but, you know, she invited me to watch the Gilmore Girls. And I saw a couple of Facebook posts about the Gilmore Girls or whatever. And I was like, oh, those people, like, you know, and I'm friends with these people, right? So I'm like, if they liked it, then I should really try it. And that's when it all went downhill. My family was looking, would be looking for me at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was just binge watching the Gilmore Girls. So I did get through, I can't remember how many seasons. I want to say there are like 6 seasons, and then Netflix came out with a 4-part movie, and I've watched everything.
Oh,
so I was completely useless from, I would say, February, March, April, May. I don't know. It was. I always say that I really had a good winter. Like, everybody else was complaining about the winter. I'm like, you know what? I'm watching TV. I'm good.
Instead of reading those books, Terry.
Yeah, I was not a good reader. But so that one, I definitely blew it. And I did read one, and it was fictional, and it was a summer read, and that was really good. So, but I'm not on par at all. My second one was to stay in tune, you know, physically, like eating better, you know, watching what I eat, exercise more often. And I will say that I am on par for that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that I'm going to give myself 2 thumbs up for doing that.
Nice.
Yeah. Especially now that it's nicer and the fruit is better. You know, I'm all about the fruit and a lot less about the snacky, like the traditional, like, you know, chips and dips and all that other stuff. It's like, you know, bring on the blueberries, bring on the strawberries, on the watermelon. You know, it's all good right now.
Fresh food.
Yeah. And then at lunchtime, you know, Liz and I usually go out for a walk.
Yep.
And the weather's been awesome for that. So I think...
I'll be joining you for that soon.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Good.
As soon as
I like
I heal
that.
Up, so.
All right. That's good. So I think that I feel comfortable where I am in that. So I'm going to give myself a thumbs up on that one. And then the big one, the big non-financial goal was starting our business. And we actually just launched our website at 12 a.m. this morning. So
celebrate.
It was great.
Celebrate. Yeah, exactly. Really yes. It. Yeah. It was really, really great. And so we're very excited about that. And one of the bonus, you know, something that happened as a bonus was that, you know, I started this with the intention of kind of bringing my oldest daughter up to speed with, like, you know, as an entrepreneur. And then, but my younger daughter needed some cash, and I'm going to give her cash anyway during the summer. So I offered her a job, and I asked if she would be willing to help us, you know, prepare our website. And it was interesting. I don't know if I told you guys the story. I'll be super quick, but I was like, so Callie, what about, you know, I'll pay you $10 and maybe you could help us with a website. And she's like, I don't know.
She had to think about it.
She hesitated.
She had to check her schedule.
She too. Did. She did. And I was like, I paused for a few minutes and I'm thinking to myself, I'm willing to pay you $10 an hour. You're working at home. Like, who doesn't want to do that? I want to do that. Right. So I was like, well, what do you mean you don't know? And she was like, well, I don't really know what it entails. And I was like, oh, okay. So for that, that's legitimate. Yeah. We'll talk about it. And so that evening I showed her the website, showed her the platform for the e-commerce site that we were using. And she was like, okay, I get this now. And she has rocked it. She brought on all of our products. And so that was really a bonus because it started off as a venture with one daughter, and now both of them are doing it. And so we all kind of have some skin in the game, which is really good.
It's like a little family business.
Awesome. Exactly. Exactly. Cool. So can I do a little plug?
Sure.
All right. So the website is shopbefruit.com, and it's just B, like, so it's
the letter B.
Just the letter B.
Letter B, yeah. And then the word fruit after.
Yep.
Cool.
It looks great.
Thank and it you. Is now live. So
yep, it's live.
People can purchase.
Yep. So those are my three. So we'll want to talk about, like, the non-financials first, and then we'll go in the financials. So the pass it over to Will.
Okay. Yeah. So the three non-financial ones that I had, like Terry mentioned, we wanted to focus more on our health this year. The first one was to get to 200 pounds. Actively working on that. I'm not near it. I think when we did the episode last time, I was at 224 at that point. I had started at 231. I was at 224 when that episode was recorded. Today, I'm around 220, so I've only lost like 4 additional pounds.
But that's awesome.
We're heading in the right direction.
I'm heading in the right direction, which is great. I think the last time I officially weighed in at home I was at 219.6. So I'm heading in the right direction.
That is
not
awesome.
As quickly as I wanted to. In the episode, I said I wanted to get to 200 by June, and obviously we're past June. So I'm not there yet, but, you know.
Just a little scratch out June.
You know
what
it is? I want to do it. I don't want to restrict myself from not having my treats, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I know that I need to let go of all that if I want to get to this faster, but I don't want to deprive myself either.
Right.
And I don't think anyone else should.
Yep.
If you want to have fun, have fun. As long as you're moving and you're working out. And,
right.
You know.
Right.
As long as those numbers are going down. Right.
Exactly.
For you.
Not as fast as I want to, but they're going down.
But that's how, in my opinion, that's the healthy way to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
Good. Excellent.
Nice.
The second one that I had, I wanted to run or walk 365 miles before the end of the year. I'm at 177.91 miles.
Woo!
So,
yeah.
So 178 miles, let's call it. As of today, so I'm working on that. That's, you know, little by little I'm getting there.
That's awesome.
And the third financial resolution that I had was to travel somewhere new. Originally I said I wanted to get to California, and that's still the case. But I did go somewhere new after that episode. I went to Virginia Beach. I had never been. My family and I went down for April vacation, and it was a blast.
That's awesome.
Virginia Beach was awesome.
Nice.
So
you'd never been there at all before?
I had never been there. It was great. We drove down. We made a couple stops just to, you know, rest and whatnot, but it took us about 12 hours to get down. Google said it was 10, but with kids, I knew it was going to be closer to 12 or 13, and we got there in 12. And on the way back up, we actually stopped in Washington. So we spent a night there. We got to see Washington. I had never been to Washington either, so I guess you could add that to the list.
Right, for sure.
And that was an amazing city as well. So we walked everywhere. We went to the Smithsonian. Cool. We went to the Lincoln Memorial. Where else did we go? The National Monument.
Did you get into the Capitol at all? Sometimes you can take the tours.
We didn't go in, no. But we walked around it. So it was great.
That's awesome. Well, good job.
Thank you.
Will you go back?
To either one?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Washington, you need so much more time, I feel like. Like, we had one day to really check it out.
Yeah.
I'd love to go back and see more of it. As far as Virginia Beach, yeah, I could see myself going there a lot more in the future. It's really a nice city.
When did you go? Was it May?
April.
April.
April vacation.
Okay.
School vacation.
Would you go back that time again?
Yeah, I think so. The weather was perfect. I was worried it was going to be a little too cold because it was still, I don't know, 60s up here. So I was like, oh, you know, is it going to be in the 80s how I wanted it? And it was. It was, you know, mid 70s, 80s some days. It didn't rain at all. The girls had fun. My wife and I had fun. It was a great city.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. And the water was warm at that time of year?
No, it was freezing.
It was still freezing.
Yeah, the water was cold.
I just went to the beach in Hampton and the water was freezing. So what do we care? You know, we're right. New Englanders, right?
Exactly.
So. Bring on the cold.
Yep.
So, that's awesome. Yeah. Excellent.
So California is still on the list then?
Still.
For this year or?
I don't think I'll get there this year. I know that I'm planning a trip actually with Triangle for September.
Nice.
And we're going to Atlanta for a conference. So. I'm looking forward to that. I have never been to Atlanta, so that I guess three places this year that I haven't been to.
Right.
I'll take that as a win.
Absolutely.
Even if California doesn't happen.
Right.
So.
And then you've got next year, you've got, is it California? Or then you had also mentioned a new country to me the other day. Sweden?
Switzerland.
Oh. Switzerland. Yeah, Switzerland.
Yeah, so
right.
my cousin was here 2 weeks ago. He was here for his niece's graduation, and he lives in Switzerland. And he's a pilot. So he's traveled everywhere, and he lives in Switzerland with his wife. He grew up in Nashua right here, so he's definitely planted that seed for me to want to visit Switzerland. Yeah.
Well, you'd have a place to stay, I'm assuming,
sure,
right?
He'd
let you stay with him.
Yeah, I assume.
He will now if he's listening to the podcast. Yeah. Oops.
So, now he'll be obligated.
Yeah. So that would be great. I mean, I don't know when that will happen. It'll be a few years out.
Yeah.
But that would be a great place to check out.
Absolutely. So. That sounds great.
Hi, guys. Will here. We hope you're enjoying this episode. And sorry to interrupt, but here's a quick word from our sponsor.
Did you know that in 2018, small businesses made up 99.9% of all U.S. businesses? Whether you currently own a small business or are thinking about launching one, at Triangle Credit Union, we have all the tools you need to help your business grow. We offer an array of deposit products and a variety of lending options, along with merchant and payroll services to simplify your finances. Recently awarded the SBA's 2019 Financial Services Champion of the Year for New Hampshire and New England, we can take your business to the next level. At Triangle Credit Union, serving our community is our business. Visit trianglecu.org for more information.
So on our financial goals, do you want to go into our financial goals?
You first.
All right. Okay. Lizzie, did you have financial goals? Well, you mentioned the house.
Saving.
Yeah. Saving for the house.
I actually have I can talk about it after.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. We'll start with you.
This wasn't really a resolution, but it was kind of like a little challenge that I thought up like the other day for myself. And my challenge to myself would be to go a whole month without using a credit card at all. Because I'm always charging my card and then paying it off, charging it and paying it off. And so I found that for me, it's harder for me to keep track of how much I'm actually spending.
Mm-hmm.
So my thought is, well, if I challenge myself to not use it for a whole month, will I pay more attention to the money I'm spending or less attention to the money that I'm spending?
Mm.
So I haven't picked the month yet, but that's something that I want to try to do.
I would do, I know it's next year, I do February just because it's shorter. Yeah. Save yourself a couple of days of agony.
Yeah, don't do it in December.
Right, no, not exactly. At all.
Okay, so actually, I love that challenge. Yeah. Would you do it for your debit card as well?
No, I would use my debit.
Okay.
Because it's still money coming out of an account.
Right.
So I could do online purchases and stuff like that.
Okay,
like that,
good point.
That wouldn't be an issue. But yeah, it would be just, I would be paying attention to a number and that number is going down.
Right.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So over the course of a month, I would like to see if I pay more attention and I actually watch my spending more.
Yeah.
Or if I...
It's a little harder to spend your money.
It is.
Yeah, right.
So. And
right.
Cash, too. I notice when I pay with cash, because yeah. I still do, I think a lot more about my purchase before I actually buy.
I think there have been numerous studies that's factual. Like people have a hard time spending physical cash versus just a debit card or a credit card.
It's easier to just like swipe the card
for sure,
and the money just, you don't even think about it. You're like, oh, $150 bill, no problem.
Right.
I got the credit.
Right.
You know,
when you buy online now too, it's weird because you don't even have to have been on that site before. I don't know how this happens with technology, but you know, if I can automatically download my credit card to any new store that I go to. It's just like it recognizes it. Has that happened to you?
Like when you buy something online and it says, do you want to use this card?
Yep.
Yeah, I've had that. I think particularly on iPhones, it gives you the option to save a card that you've used for purchases.
Okay, maybe that's what I did.
Maybe you saved it.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard to get away from that. It's like, ooh, so super convenient.
It's way more convenient now.
Mm. Or if you even use Apple Pay, if you have a card in your wallet app on your iPhone.
Yeah. So. Very good. Yeah. Awesome. So well, good luck with that, Liz. We want to know how that's going. all right. So my two financial goals for the year, I wanted to do an annual review that included reviewing our life insurance policies. So check. I did that.
Nice.
And also on our with our retirement accounts. Mm-hmm. So I followed up on that and actually had a face-to-face with the accounting with the firm that we use. So that was really good. A couple of other things that were not on my original list, but we have done. Bill looked at our phone, like our phone coverage, our cell phone coverage, and we changed our plan. And so we reduced our cell phone bill by $100 a month.
Wow.
So that's $1,200 savings right there. And I can tell you this. We did go to Quebec a couple of weeks ago, and we're using this new carrier. Actually isn't international. It's not an international carrier. So as soon as we went from Vermont into Quebec, the province of Quebec, we lost cell phone coverage. Mm-hmm. Now we could catch it up again whenever we had Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. We had our data and stuff like that. When Bill said, "Oh, our cell phone carrier doesn't cover Canada," I think I saw Callie go into cardiac. Callie, why is the blood draining from your? you're too young to have a heart attack. But they do those. What is it? The streaks. Right, it's I don't know
what,
if
Snapchat.
Yeah. Like so, she has
streaks. To
yes,
catch up on. Yeah.
So but we because of the way that we traveled, we were able to, you know, I mean Quebec was like a 5.5-6 hour drive. So by the time we checked into the place where we were staying, she had Wi-Fi again, so she didn't miss anything. Mm. So
she survived that.
Oh,
drive.
She did. Oh my gosh, it was so scary. But so we're saving some money there. We also reduced, I changed our policy on our auto insurance, so made some adjustments there. So we're saving about, I don't know, maybe about $800 a year on that. So that was good.
That's great.
That was definitely worth the review. And we stayed with the same carrier. I just called them up and I said, look, this, you know, our policy is, you know, out of control. Mm-hmm. And plus, we also had the teenage driver. We added Cameron last year and... You know, so we did, our premium kind of went through the roof. And that's what will happen when you have a teenage driver added. So we worked with them to say, you know what, we need to make some changes. And so they were awesome about that. So definitely.
You just saved $2,000.
A year, right.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Right, right. But there's more. We also reduced our cable bill by $100 a month. Because we actually ended up getting rid of TV, like the cable portion of it. So now we just have Netflix. So I can still watch me Gilmore Girls. But we ended up getting rid of the 1,200 channels that we never used.
Right.
You know? And so we're still navigating that a little bit because football season is about, you know, by the time this airs, preseason will have already started. Will, do you have plans? Can I come over to your house now?
I don't have cable either.
Oh, you don't have cable either. Okay.
No, we haven't had cable in a while.
You don't have cable.
That's so cool. All three of us, there's no cable.
Cord cutters.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm excited about that. We're navigating it a little bit. We're looking at the options. There are some apps that I think that we can tap into.
And there's a lot of cable streaming services now that you could look into.
Right.
So.
Yeah. You know, that's like you said, well, it's like $3,200 a year in
that's
savings
awesome.
And really not a significant impact on our lifestyle
right.
at all. So that
the cool thing about that resolution, Terry, is I think we all have those things that we just accumulate over time, like all those little extra payments here and there, prices go up, all of that. So there's always an opportunity to kind of trim, reassess your situation and then just like trim off the things you don't need. All of those extra things you've been paying for that you don't even know you're paying for anymore.
Yeah. Right.
Or the things you don't even use. Right. So it gives you an opportunity to really cut back and look at the amount of money you saved.
Exactly.
Just by reassessing your situation.
Right. No, for sure. And I will say again, you know, if you have a provider that you're comfortable with, and you just need to make some adjustments, I think that they're willing to work with you. You know, it's just a matter of a phone call to say, look, this isn't fitting into my budget anymore. What can we do? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had that. That was our experience with a couple of these, utilities that we
That's
talked
great.
About.
That's great. They'd rather keep the business than lose a customer.
Exactly. Yeah, yep.
For sure.
Cool.
So the other financial goal that I was about doing a monthly budget. And I have to say, I have a big thumbs down on that, you guys. I'm so sorry. That was it's awful to say. We have not been doing a budget. We do, probably more than ever, we needed a budget. Mm-hmm. But as both of you know, my husband took a big hit this January. He had a really bad ski accident. Mm-hmm. And so he's still in recovery for that. And, there's some months I'm going to be completely transparent. I feel like we're just a little out of control, swirling around and
life got really busy
and a little messy to be completely honest. Yeah. But, so we're trying to navigate through those waters right now. I will say that, the three things that we just talked about have been helpful. Mm-hmm. But we're just, I should have done a budget. I think that for my own sanity, I guess I didn't really want to maybe see the truth of the matter. Right. And I think that that's why I have neglected that, to be honest.
Right.
So not to end on a downer, but
it's all good. I think you've done a fantastic job on everything else. So
thank you. I
wouldn't worry
that.
Too much about that one thing.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at. What about you, my friend?
So, to continue on the downer.
No!
I was supposed to keep track of our net worth. I haven't even, I don't know. It didn't happen at all. I didn't even look at it. So there's not much more to say on that. I wish I could go more into it, but there's just not much more to say. So I was supposed to keep track of that. Didn't happen. The other thing, a thumbs up, I wanted to earn an extra $3,000 to $5,000 this year, and I'm at $1,865.
Sweet!
Wow!
And I've been kind of keeping that a secret.
Yes,
you
have.
As far as why, where did this $1,800 come from?
Right.
So last year I started. I haven't told many people this, but I started driving for Uber.
Okay.
So Uber and Lyft, and I've been just doing that a couple hours a night, nothing crazy.
Who are you?
I'm your neighbor.
No kidding. I talk to this guy
local Uber
the time.
So yeah, I've been doing that a couple hours a week, generally at nighttime till about 9, sometimes after work, and I'll do it like weekend mornings till about 9 in the morning. And yeah, that's pretty much what I've
been doing. And that's how you've earned the extra cash?
Yep. So $1,800
so far. That's fantastic.
I am so impressed.
Yeah.
That's like, I've got this huge smile. You can't even see it, but maybe you can. I'm like really proud of you, bud. That is fantastic.
Yeah. So it's awesome. You get to meet a lot of different people and I choose to do it. I don't do it like Friday nights or Saturday nights. Mm. I don't want the night weekend crowds,
I guess.
But generally from 7 to 9 at night, Monday through Thursday, or Sunday mornings typically, it's just people going or getting out of work. It's just people just trying to get from point A to point B, and they're all generally great people. So it's been fun.
That's really cool. Are these people that, are they local? Like they work here and live here, or are they usually just travelers on business?
I mean, I've had to go to Boston a couple times to drop people off at the airport, or some of them live there. One time I had to pick somebody up at a local vet office here, and for some reason that's where her dog's caretaker brought her dog, but she lives in Boston. I had to bring her back home.
Mm.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm a little shocked. I have so many questions now. So when you sign, you said Uber and Lyft?
Uber and Lyft, okay. Yeah. So I have both apps running at the same time.
That's fantastic.
When I don't have...
Do you get an alert? Like as soon as you come on, like you're on, right? So do you get an alert that says somebody needs a ride?
I turn on the app as whenever I want, really. And then when somebody wants a ride, I believe it's whoever's closest to them. Yeah. So whatever driver is closest to that passenger, that's who gets the first alert.
Okay.
And then I have the option to decline or accept the ride.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is super cool.
Yeah.
That's a great way to make extra money.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. So when you signed up to do this, Will, did you put parameters in about as far as like how far you were willing to drive?
No, unfortunately, it doesn't let you do that. And in fact, when you get an alert for a ride or a ping, as they call it, it doesn't generally say, it doesn't give you much information. It just says, it doesn't even give you, like for Uber example, for example, it doesn't give you the name of the person that you're picking up or where you're going after you pick them up.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, it'll only tell you where you're going after you have them in your car and you start the trip.
Okay.
That's when you find out where you're going. It will, I will say that it does tell you if it's more than a 45-minute trip, it'll say 45-minute plus or something like that.
Okay.
Something to that effect. So generally I know if it's 45 minutes, I'll look at the time, and if I want to do it, I'll do it. If I don't, I won't.
Okay.
So.
So, and what about the fare amount? Like, what about the amount of money? Like, do you get that information up front too, that this fare is going to pay this much?
You'll generally get that right after you drop them off and you end the trip. That's when it calculates how much.
How do you pay for Uber? Like, I've never used it before. So
as a rider,
can you do Apple Pay, or is it billed through like Uber?
So you as the rider download the app. And then you enter I think you could pay with Apple Pay, if I'm not mistaken. But you generally just add a credit card or a debit card on file. And then when you request a ride, that's how it'll charge you.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm liking that. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Wow.
That's really, really cool.
Yeah.
I'm a little speechless. I don't even know if I'm supposed to do that on a podcast. I am completely speechless.
Well, I had to figure out. I'm like, all right, how am I going to do 3 to 5? And
yes.
I'll be honest with you, if I'm being completely honest, I signed up to do it maybe 3 years ago, but I've been inactive. Like, I never did it. Like,
yeah.
I did it here and there, and it wasn't until late last year that I picked it up again. I'm like, all right, I'm going to focus on that for 2019, see what can come of it.
Excellent.
That's really,
job
really cool.
Yeah.
Excellent job. And I do want to do a shout out to Will, and this was not on, I'm sure, on your list, but and you're also coaching your daughter's
t-ball.
T-ball.
Actually, that just ended on Saturday.
Oh, it did. Okay.
But it was a great season. She learned a lot. We're finally able to pitch to her and she can hit.
That's fantastic.
Without a tee, so she's doing great.
That's so funny, because I remember when my girls were little, when they didn't play t-ball, they did soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And when you watch them at, 5 and 6 years old, they're all running after the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, there goes the ball, and there goes like 12 kids after the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see the progress over the years about, you know, they learn about their positions, right, and they learn about their strategy, and, right, and, you know, to see that happen and unfold is really super cool.
Yeah.
That's good.
It was great. I mean, it was funny when on the last game on Saturday, one of the players actually made a card for me and the other coach, and I aww, thought it was so cute. So
that's awesome.
You know, you get to build these these relationships with these little kids that you wouldn't have known otherwise. And
what do they call you?
Coach. I don't know if they know my name. But my daughter knows my name. So
does she call you coach on the field?
No
That's
she calls
fine.
Me dad.
Yeah. So that's awesome. Very nice. Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
And then
is that it for financials?
So yeah, the Uber thing, and then the last one was to take 3-5% of whatever money we earn and save it. Mm. It's more like 1-2%.
That's
3%
okay.
Whenever I can. So it really just depends on what we have going on. T-ball wasn't expected this year, so you know, to pay for uniforms and all that good stuff, and I had to do my part as well for the coaching, because when you sign up you have to pay to do that as well. So
nice. Yeah.
Is this t-ball through school or is this t-ball
for
through
the
like
city.
A the city,
city?
Oh
yep.
City team.
Yep. Cal Ripken.
Nice.
So
cool.
Excellent. Good. Right. Well, is that a wrap then for our,
I would say so,
our mid-year review?
Mid-year.
And I think what we're going to do, the plan is to do this at the end of the year as well. So we
December.
Still, yeah. So we'll have a few months to
still got some time.
Recalibrate if we haven't made the impacts that we want so far. So that's great. So thank you everyone for joining us today. I think this was a great time for us to just check in. And if you have any questions or feedback for us, please send us an email at tcupodcast@trianglecu.org.
Thank you very much, everyone, for joining us on this episode of the Making Money Personal Podcast. I encourage you to like us on Facebook, the Triangle Credit Union page on there. If you can, please rate and review our podcast on iTunes. That would be a tremendous help. Also, if you can share it on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you have, we'll take it. We appreciate you hanging out with us today. Have a great day.